Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehiye b'dvaro.
As we head this evening into Yom Arvi, journeying towards Parshas Vayechi, putting Parshas Vayigash on hold until next year, always welcoming us to revisit, but for the Kriya B'tzibur, and at the end of the year, as we venture from Vayigash to Vayechi, let's just share an insight, especially since it connects to Hanukkah. As we mentioned, there's no Havdolah after Purim, there's no Havdolah after Hanukkah. One fascinating Rebbe to Hanukkah on the pages of Vayigash writes, the din of a Rebbe, the Tzvi Elamel Shapira Midinov, the renowned Bnei Yisoschar. As he writes in his Mamor Mechotche Kisli Veteves, and Maimor Beis writes the Bnei Yisoschar, Ves Yehuda Sholach Lefanev El Yosef Lahoris Lefanev Goshena. So Yehuda was sent towards Yosef, Lahoris Lefanev, as Rashi says, Kitargumo Lefanos Lomakum, to clear out the way, Lahoris Eich Yes Yashe Ba, to go ahead, to teach, to instruct, how best to settle the land of Goshen. Why is it Goshena, Rashi Tavis, an acronym, Nes Gadol HaYasham? An Nes Gadol HaYasham? A reference to Hanukkah. And the question, of course, is, why would Hanukkah be solely alluded to in a context of the Yidden going down to Mitzrayim? And Lechairo, the Teretz is Poshim. Because this was the first time that Klal Yisrael, as a unified, cohesive nation, as the Bnei Yisrael, and that's why we enumerate all the Bnei Yisrael, the Shiv Nefesh that were Yorei to Mitzrayim. So Lamaisa, they were now leaving Eretz Canaan, they were leaving Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to a place where the first time after achieving Mitoso Shlema and the Shifte Yisrael, the Shifte Ka, now they're going to be surrounded on all sides by the Goyim, by Mitzrayim. What's going to prevent the Yidden being influenced and assimilating and acculturating themselves into Egyptian society and culture? It's going to a land of Goshen and settling together as a people, yes, in Egypt, but not in Egypt. And yes, it's a big deal. A number of Sfarim discuss Avram Korman and others talk about, was Eretz Goshen, in fact, perhaps a part of Eretz Yisrael back in the geographic location of old? Akoponim, wherever it was, perhaps as a part of the Eretz Yisrael of then, or even as part of the land of Egypt, but Lamaisa was a place separate. The Hainu, you're going to go down and be surrounded by the nations all around you. In the end of the day, you're going to be living with them, but not with them. You're going to be separate, sequestered in your own abode, and that's going to be the land of Goshen. That's the Remes to Chanukah. Why did a great miracle happen there? Because we understood the mile of going Goshena, of going to Goshen, of being in Mitzrayim, and not being in Mitzrayim, of being in a separate place, and that's what kept the Yidden together. Perhaps that's why the very name of the parsha itself was labeled Vayigash. Of course, the parsha begins Yehuda approaching Yosef HaTzadik. The parsha's opening words, Vayigash, Elav Yehuda, Aloshin of Agosha, Vayomer Bi Adani Yadabar Na'abdecho, Dabar Ba'asne V'chulei, and we know the ensuing discussion and the fascinating dialogue, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. It's not simply Vayomer Elav Yehuda, it's not Vayadaber, it's not Vayageid, it's not simply Vayelech, it's an interesting Aloshin of Vayigash. What does Vayigash connote? It connotes just like Gisha is an approach. Vayigash means he approached him, means he started getting close, he didn't speak from a distance before he opened up his mouth and articulated in anything. It all started with what? With the Vayigash, with approaching, with saying, I'm going to get closer to you. I'm going to beseech. Yes, he spoke cautious as well, but it was all predicated on the initial approach defined as a Vayigash. When Yosef is about to reveal himself to the brothers, again, the same terminology in a parsha, appropriately labeled Vayigash, Vayomer Yosef Alechav. Now he turns to all of his brothers. And now remember, this is when he's going to elaborate now and say, don't worry, calm down, everything's going to be okay. Everyone was Nivolo Miponim Neabusha, Rashi cited earlier in Pasuk Gimel. And now what? Vayomer Yosef Alechav, Gushuna Eli Vayigashu. Zokt Rashi, Ros, and Nisogamachri saw them retreating backwards. Amar Ashav Achai Nechlomim, their humility. They're shamed. Shakar lem b'loshen rochav etachanunim. Herol lahem shomol. And he says, what? All counts in the context of Kishuna Eli. Please come close, approach. You see clearly that the Loshen Vayigash is approaching, but is approaching with a Kishuna. Vayigash elav Yehuda. Loshen na. Bakosha, please, I ask you, come close, approach. stay within proximity. Vayugoshu, when they came close, and that was all the means of appeasement, of mollifying, of appeasing the Achei Yosef. This is coming together. Where do they finally come together? In Goshen. What name would it be? It would be a land of Goshen, the same Shoresh. It would be about Vayigash. It would be about Geshuna, Vayigoshu, because that's what Klai Yisrael, Saida B'nei Leah, and Saida B'nei Yosef. Where did we finally get together? Only in the land of Goshen. That's where we united when the Koach of Yosef, Loshen Asifa, Asuf Asifemi, gathers us together. Where? Only in the land of Vayigash, and only when it was after Vayigash Elav Yehuda, when Yosef saw that Yehuda, the head, the chief, Ati Yaducha Chich, the Melech, who represented all the B'nai Leah, Yosef representing the B'nai Rochel, when there was a Vayigashu, they came together. Yehuda, B'nai Leah, came close to B'nai Rochel. Yosef, the head of B'nai Rochel, says, Geshuna, Vayigashu, pulls them close. Everyone's pulling from both sides, pull, drawing close the other party, the initial adversaries, and now we're coming together. Then we can finally settle where Dafka in the land of Goshen. Who's going to lay the way? Who's going to set the path clear? It's going to be Yehuda, because in the end of the day, as the Shlok Kodesh writes in Chelek Tosh Masav, yes, until now Yosef was the Melach, but he was only waiting for Yehuda to ascend his rightful place on the throne. After Yeducha, you can't challenge the Malchus of Yehuda. Yosef was just waiting. When is he going to be the Melach? Melach backwards, Kulam. When will he represent everyone and unite, reunite the B'nai Leah with the B'nai Rochel? Only with Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Now they were united once more. Now he's ready to give it over. Mamela, who's the one to set the path leading us to Goshen? Reclaiso will settle and dwell as one unified, cohesive group. That will be Yehuda, the Horos Lefana of Goshen. But we know that it wasn't about anything special with the land of Goshen. In fact, I was speaking last night on the phone with the Talmud of Rosh Shmuel Birnbaum, Hazatzal Demir Rosh Yeshiva, and he told me a part that he heard from a Talmud of the Mir Rosh Yeshiva as well, someone who he hears shiurim from. And he quoted this individual as saying a beautiful hara. Granted, it has to be checked in every place in Tanakh, but an interesting hara. We know very often in Tanakh, when we talk about individuals traveling to certain places, it'll say Mitzrayma, it'll say Goshna, it'll say Charana. Other places, it'll say L'Charan, L'Mitzrayim, L'Goshen. One has to wonder why sometimes do we have the word the way it ought to appear, L'Chara. This individual is going, V'yitzi Yaakov Yishevo Yelach, L'Charan, V'yelach Charana. Why the difference? Devarim Gadol Amein Amikva, the Torah is not writing my happenstance. Clearly we have to know what would be the hesper behind it. So he wanted to suggest that every time it spells it the way it ought to with the expected prefix of the Lamed, that means that an individual is going bedafka to that place and he wants to go to that place, and there's a tam yuchad, a siba miyuchedes, why this individual is traveling to this place. However, if it simply writes it in the atypical fashion, Dehainu, instead of L'choran, Charona, instead of L'mitzrayim, Mitzrayma, instead of L'goshen, Goshna, that means that was the direction, that was the final destination, but there wasn't a time that the storyline revolves around that place, Batsim. Dehainu, Vayitzei Yaakov Shavei Elcha, where was he really going? He was going to Choran because that's where Lavan lived, but he was sent to go to where Lavan lived. And if Lavan didn't live in Choran, he would have gone to Lavan, meaning he wasn't going to Choran Bidavko. He was going to the house of Lavan, and that's where he was going to find a suitable wife. It happened to be that Lavan was dwelling in Choran at the time. When the Yidden go down Mitzrayim, what happens? The Torah says, "Call a nefesh shabol Yaakov Mitzrayim." They happened to be going down to Mitzrayim. They were going into Golus. In the end of the day, they didn't have to go to Mitzrayim. One of the famous reasons why the Makkos afflicted Paro is, yes, there was a Gezerah, Bris Benim Asurim Yaakov Avram Avinu, that they're going to be subjected to abject, oppressive, slave-like conditions, but it didn't have to be Mitzrayim. Paro says, "I'm going to be the one to enslave them." You, who decided that? Wasn't part of the Bris. Bris was, "You're going to go into Golus." Who decided where? Right now, they're leaving Canaan and they're going to a place called Mitzrayim. And the other day, it wasn't Be'etzim about the Mitzrayim. It happened to be that they were going down to Egypt. So following the same line of thinking, it's very good that what happened, the Horus, the fun of Goshna. Zokt Rashi, signing a Medrash Agodot, a Medrash Tanchuma, and a Medrash Embraces Rabbah. Zokt Rashi, Medrash Agodot, the Horus, the fun of what's shot in the Pasuk. Nasakin lo Beisa Talmud, Shemisham Teitzei Hara, writes the Sisse Chaman Oztov. that where's the remez? Mechitesi, how do Chazal know to darshan that Yehuda was sent not to be Lefanus Lomokum to clear the pathway, but rather to set up a base of Talmud? Right, this is a chalim because the second vav is chaser, which means what? Lahoros is spelled Lamed Hey Vav Resh Sof. Now that you drop the second vav, it could be read Litorah. Horos is Osios Torah. So the Horos is Litorah. He was sent to Litorah. That's a Chazal knows that this is chalim that really Yehuda was sent Be'ikr to set up the base of Talmud. Amela, like this Yesod, it's very geschmack. They weren't going Ligoshen. It happens to be that they got together and they were bound together in a land called Goshen. Where was Yaakov going? There's no reason in Miyuchan. It happens to be that Goshen is a place that's separate. But it wasn't because the storyline is going to revolve around Goshen. What's going to keep Klai Yisrael together is not any specific land. What's going to keep Klai Yisrael is not because there's a place called Goshen, whether it's a Chelik of Eretz Yisrael back then, or whether it's a Chelik of Mitzrayim. You know what's going to keep Klai Yisrael together? The Hairas, the Torah, it's the base of Talmud. It's the base Medrash that keeps Klai Yisrael together. And Haraya, when Hashem formed Klai Yisrael, and He took us out of Mitzrayim, it's talked of Yaakov Kamenetsky in his first shtickle. Yaakov Parshas Bamidbar. Why is it that the Shvatim were only given their respective flags, the degolit, and the colors, and the animals to which they corresponded? Why was that all given dafka after they set up a Mishkan? Why not from the very outset when they left the Mitzrayim? The whole idea, right, of Yaakov is what? You have a degel, you have a shor, and you have a ze'ev, and you have this color, and I have that color. The whole explanation delineated for us in the Medrash B'Midbar Rabbah and Parsha Beis and Ozayin. Every Shevet had its own flag, its own color, its own animal, its own month, Sefer Yetzirah, Perakei, its own month, its own part of the body. Everything is different. You know when you can highlight the differences and the uniqueness of Kol Shevet V'Shevet? Only after you build the Mishkan. Only then are you going to travel the Degolim. Zotav Yaakov Kamenetsky, when you build the Mishkan, where the centerpiece is the Torah, is the Or and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Yidden camp encircled around the Torah, that's Ma'achid Klai Yisrael. Then you could go and have your own degolim, your own colors, v'chulei. So it's very geschmack. Don't think that what got the Jews together was the land of Goshen. They went Goshen. They happened to go to a place called Goshen. And they could have gone anywhere. What's the raya? Whether you're in a midbar in a desert and you have no geographic location on the map and you have no specific place, but you can always be connected, you can always be together. How? Ayyadei the Torah, Ayyadei the Oran, Ayyadei the Luchas, the Shevri Luchas, Menachas, Ma'aren, Harayah. When you have a Mishkan around which the Jewish people will settle, will dwell even in a desert. And the centerpiece of that holy tabernacle, that grand edifice called the Mishkan, is of course the Aron HaKodesh with the Luchas and Shevri Luchas. When you encircle around that centerpiece of the Ab, you can even be in the open, the utter desolation of a desert, and still you'll be together because there's no geographic location that keeps the Jews together. Whether we're in Iceland or Greenland or in Europe or in Asia and South America, no, then it doesn't matter. You know what keeps us together? If we have the Torah, what kept together. And now Lechaira is so geschmack that it's now Goshna. They're not going Legoshen. They're not going specifically Legoshen. They're going where? They're going Lahoros, Lotaira. They're going to set up a Beis Medrash. It happens to be Beis Medrash is going to be in Goshen. You know what? If you put the Beis Medrash anywhere else, that's going to keep Klai Yisrael together. That's what's going to perpetuate the Achdus of the Am, even in the midst of a Golus, even in the land of Mitzrayim. It's Dafka because they're going to set up a Beis Talmud. If you relive your life, revolve around the Torah, around the Beis Medrash, then you could be in a desert, you could even be in the land of Egypt, and you'll still be together, and you'll still be connected, you'll still be the Bnei Yaakov. That's the Vayigash, that's what keeps us together. That's when finally now we have Yehuda stepping up to the plate, as Dafka, he is the one sent, even though Yisachar was the Masmid. And even though the Rambam writes in Uchas Avodah Zarah, Parakavo, Lachagimel, Zok the Rambam, that Yaakov was Mavdil Levi, Umineya L'Rosh Hashiva, he separated Levi, Levi is Rosh Hashiva, and Yisachar is the Masmid. And Shimon is the Malamde Tanokos with Levi. They're teaching Torah. They're the Mori Hara. Yomer Shvetechel Yaakov. Saras Chul Yisrael Yumachavavam and Aleph. They're the ones teaching the Torah. What about Yehuda? It's not that Yehuda is the biggest masman. It's not that Yehuda is Rosh Hashiva. But Zok the Panovich Arav and Zok the Chaim Kanevsky. Yehuda is the Melech, and you need a Melech to establish a yeshiva. But it's more. It's now the Melech backwards Kulam. The Melech also is the one who represents the unified people. He can only be a unified people, if you have a Beis Medrash, if you have a Mokum Torah, and the only one who can and should set that up is the Melech to lead us as an Achad Ha'am, as a unified cohesive unit. That's Yehuda, that's Lahoros, the fun of Goshen, that's Lahoros, Osios, the Torah. That's why it's not Ligoshen, that's why it's Goshna, because of his Iker about the Beis Talmud, that Derech Agav happened to be in Goshen. Build your life around the Torah, around the Beis Knesset, around the Beis Medrash, and all is going to work out just fine. A good thing after seeing day 15 to talk, to discuss in the Machshav. What is the Bracha Masha Yotzer all about? We'll see you at Shem 15 to 9 o'clock tonight. A good night and a great rest of the week ahead of Mitzvah Shem Kaddish.